Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syrian opposition forces backed by Turkish airstrikes and armor launched an offensive in northern Syria to wrest control of a key border town from the Islamic State. Turkey launched unprecedented cross-border strikes against IS strongholds on August 24th, just days after linking IS fighters to a suicide bombing at a wedding that left 51 dead. A suicide bomber blew himself up near the Shiite mourners, in northern district of the Iraqi capital Baghdad, killed dozens there. Edward Uranian is following the story.
Men shouted and women wailed after a suicide bomber blew himself up inside a tent camp in the northern Baghdad district of Ashab, killing dozens of Shiite pilgrims and wounding scores of others. The crowd had gathered to mark the annual Shiite Ashura ritual commemorating the death of Hussein, grandson of the Prophet Muhammad. Military spokesman Colonel Saad Man told Iraqi media that the suicide bomber infiltrated the open-air market. He says that the bomber blew up a suicide belt in the crowded Shalal market among the Ashura celebrants belonging to the Bahabul tribe. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Top U.S. admiral says an American warship has again come under fire in the Red Sea from multiple cruise missiles fired from the coast of Yemen. USS Mason deployed electronic countermeasures to foil the attack. It was the third such attack on U.S. naval vessels in the area in the past week. This is VOA News. South Korea has strongly condemned North Korea's attempted launch of an intermediate-range ballistic missile, but that effort did fail in addition to already conducting the unprecedented two nuclear tests this year. Pyongyang has advanced its land-based and submarine-based ballistic missile capabilities with numerous launches in the past months. UN peacekeepers clashed with Haitian residents in the storm-ravaged city of Les Cayes. Roughly 100 frustrated residents began hurling rocks when trucks bringing food arrived. This local resident said the people were there for the food, and when they began fighting for the food, UN soldiers thought they should be tear-gassed. He said everybody was tear-gassed. The clashes took place shortly before UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon arrived for a scheduled visit in the area. Calm was later restored as Mr. Ban's helicopter approached. The UN chief was meant to visit one of the many schools serving as an emergency shelter for families who lost homes during Hurricane Matthew, which left more than 500 people dead in Haiti alone. Turning now to U.S. politics, Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump says India is a natural ally of the United States and that the country would be best friends if he is elected. Trump made the remarks at a charity event for Hindu victims of militant attacks hosted by the Republican Hindu Coalition. The RHC's founder is an avid Trump supporter. At that event, Trump also claimed his Democratic Party rival Hillary Clinton is not healthy enough to campaign, let alone become president.
Hillary doesn't have the energy. She's right now resting. She's resting, waiting for the debate on Wednesday night. Did everybody see the last debate? That was an easy one. That was very easy.
Clinton did meet with supporters where she emphasized the best for the U.S. is to look to the future, referencing Trump's campaign theme of making America great again.
We have to win in order to work together to demonstrate the positive, optimistic, confident, unifying vision of America that I believe in and that I think together we can demonstrate America's best days are still ahead of us.
In the latest aggregate of voters' surveys, Clinton leads Trump by 6%, the presidential election set for November the 8th.
That's the latest world news from VOA.